till they get in front of that. They come in wet and cold out of the woods when you've been out logging or something.
Be pretty nice.
Yeah.
Dry off quick. Did you have a name for that open place in front of the...
Called it the fireplace. Mm-hmm. Hearth. Mm-hmm. The hearth is down here at the bottom, you know.
Right. Did people used to cook in that fireplace?
I've seen them do that, yeah.
Would they have just some kind of a kettle or...
Well, yeah, they'd have what they called a skillet with a handle to it, you know. And they'd have the COVID pot sitting on the rock over here in the corner. Kettling, old black pot, metal pot setting up there to cook the collards and the peas in. And the cornbread is mighty good cooked in the fire on it.
Y'all make cornbread in the fireplace?
Yeah, used to. Well, I've seen people do it, now we didn't. Mm. We happened to have a stove. Mm. But I've eaten many pieces of it that was cooked there. I cooked me some cornbread here the other day. Made it pretty good.
When you make cornbread, how do you make it?
Well, I take my meal and put it in a container or something or other, and pour my milk in there and take me a spoon and stir it up till I get it stirred, all of it good stirred, and then I pour it in whatever I'm cooking it in. I put some grease down in the pan, you know, to keep it from sticking.
When you cook it in a skillet so it's round? Or?
Yeah. Well, now they used to. Most of them had stove pans. Pans cook bread in. Bread pans. Mm. But I just got a round concern that I cook it in. I ain't got no stove pan like the old time had.
Mm. I see.
And I got an electric stove now and stuff, you know.
Yes, sir. All right. So, when you cook cornbread, it's usually, is it maybe about that thick?
Oh, I don't like it that thick. You can have it any thickness you want it. But I don't like it too thick. I got mine a little too thick the other day.
Yeah.
It's like I got my tea too strong.
Well, tea was fine.
Yeah, but I'd weakened it.
Oh, I see.
It was so strong when I first made it. That's all I had made, too. I thought I had more than that.
Mm-hmm.
I'll make some more on these Christmases.
You ever heard of people talking about when they make cornbread, they say something like they're going to make a pone of cornbread, yeah, or a corn pone, something
that's
like that?
That's what they called it, pone of bread. Used to, they'd make it up, you know, and make it up and lay it down here in the old skillet on the fireplace and pat that in the line and have another lay it over here and pat it, you know, and have two pones in a round skillet, you know.
So a pone, was that just kind of like a lump or
yeah,
something like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, just a pone, half of what would go in a skillet. Have a petition. Well, that is, it wouldn't be nothing between it, but you open here and you
separate the two up.
Call that a pone.
I see.
Pone of bread, pone of cornbread.
Mm-hmm. Did people ever talk about making something called a corn dodger?
Yeah, they called it corn dodger. A lot of them did. Old corn dodger.
Mm-hmm. Was that the same thing as just cornbread?
Yeah. It
meant the same thing.
Same thing.
Mm-hmm. I see. You ever heard of anything called ash cake?
Yeah, but I never used to eat none of that. They just make it out and put it in them hot ashes down in that fireplace.
Mm-hmm.
And take them ashes back over and make it. I never knew nothing about that, but I hear folks talk about it.
You reckon it was made with cornmeal?
Yeah. Take cornmeal, not make it up too thin, not make it too, they leave it a little stiff.
Mm-hmm.
Make them ashes out there and lay it down in there. Lick some hot ashes up over. They said it was good, but I never did know about that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I've eaten many potatoes that was roasted in them hot ashes.
Mm.
They're good.
What kind of potato was it?
Sweet potato. These old red ones, you know.
Right. Ever heard people around here call sweet potatoes by any other name?
Yeah, yams.
Mm.
Tricky that.
That's the same thing.
Yeah.